How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation. Listening to Fast Facts Perio Edition. And now, here's your host, Katrina Sanders.
Hello, and welcome to Fast Facts Perio Edition. This month, we are celebrating our dental hygiene students in what I love to call, are you smarter than a dental hygiene student who's preparing for their national boards exam? Listen, I think we can all agree some of this information we learned in order to pass the national boards, and then as quickly as we learned it, it was so easy to forget it. And I think it's so fun for us to just take a short moment and review some of these pieces alongside our amazing future of dental hygiene, the dental hygiene students. This week, we are going to look at the oral mucosa and specifically the role that rate pegs play within the architecture of our oral mucosa. Okay, so last week we looked at the fact that yes, the oral cavity is lined with this stratified squamous epithelial layer. And we reviewed masticatory mucosa, lining mucosa, and specialized mucosa. It's important to know that when we look at the layer of oral mucosa, that we have that oral epithelium. So we have that epithelial layer, okay? That's going to be our stratifying squamous epithelial layer. And then we have underneath that epithelium what we call a basement membrane. And that basement membrane is important because it provides some strong anchoring from our oral epithelium into our underlying connective tissue. So, okay, if you think about it this way, it's like oral epithelium is a slice of Wonder Bread, the basement membrane is the bologna, and then underneath that, you've got another slice of bread that is going to be your connective tissue or your lamina propria. Sorry to make it all weird with a bologna sandwich, but it's important that we understand that, because our basement membrane becomes an important aspect of this. We need a strong basement membrane to hold everything together. Within our underlying connective tissue, which, by the way, we sometimes will call lamina propria. I always love this. Science has like 8 million terms for the same thing, and we love to interchange it without even talking to you about it first. But our lamina propria, or our connective tissue, underlies that stratified squamous epithelium, and it does circle the tooth as well. And that lamina propria is highly vascularized, and it has nerve tissues within it. Now, it's important that we look at rate pegs, because rate pegs are a way in which our oral epithelium can actually project downward into the underlying connective tissue. Rate pegs are these little finger-like projections that come from that stratified squamous layer into our underlying connective tissue, and they actually aid in or give increased strength and tensile strength to our underlying connective tissue. The important thing, by the way, is that where these little extensions will push downward into the underlying connective tissue, there are little pits or depressions at each little finger-like extension. And you guessed it, that little pit or that little depression is what creates the observation of stippling.
So in normal oral epithelium, in a healthy oral epithelium situation, we know that the attached gingiva has rate pegs because the attached gingiva is stippled. Marginal tissue, or our free gingival margin, for example, is not stippled. So that means we will not see rate pegs there. Rate pegs will also show up again, by the way, when the body is in a reparative state. So think about when we've moved the patient through chronic disease and the body is deeply trying to repair itself. The body is going to send more rate pegs down, or those epithelial extensions down into the underlying connective tissue, as a means of trying to create more surface area for the epithelium and the underlying connective tissue to remain together, to keep that bologna sandwich together. We don't want it falling apart like a taco. So keeping everything together. And this is where we will get that observation of that fibrotic tissue, or that nodular tissue, where it does feel very dense and firm, like there's a lot of collagen or connective tissue in there, and it has a lot in the way of the observation of those rate pegs. That's how you know that the body is in a state of repair. Thank you for joining me, and stay tuned next week as we continue this month's series of Are You Smarter Than a Dental Hygiene Student Preparing for Their National Boards? Again, my hat's off to all of you dental hygiene students who are prepping to take the National Boards exam. May the odds be ever in your favor. This has been another episode of Fast Facts, Perio Edition with Katrina Sanders. Please feel free to reach me on Instagram at The Dental Wine Genist, or on my website, www.katrinasanders.com. Cheers.